Farm Network.
Crop conditions vary widely across the region. North Star Genetics Regional Sales Manager Kyle Crump says the poor stands are being seen in the early planted corn in the southern Red River Valley, particularly in Wilkin County and southern Cass County. Those uneven stands should be or could be an issue this upcoming fall.
You know, now that the corn's getting to that, knee-high to waist-high, I think I even seen some that's probably pushing chest-high here by the end of the week. It really masks some of that out in the field, too. You know, if you went out there and looked early on, it looked pretty tough, and now it looks pretty nice and plush green, you know, so it's kind of covering some of that up now. But it's not going to be real good come harvest time in some of them places.
Weed control has been a plus for this crop.
One positive we have going is anywhere where prees were used on the soybeans especially is working phenomenal. We had just enough moisture to get it going, and then we got this last moisture that kept the prees working. So weed control on the beans is probably the best I've seen in a long time. Where we are going to run into a little bit of an issue is some of them prees are going to move us back on where our deadline is for spraying dicamba in North Dakota. You know, we're coming up on about 9 or 10 days left of spraying on label. So, you know, if that pushes it past that date, the guy's going to end up having to use Roundup on them acres.
The sugar beet